Diagram: How a fossil is formed. Captions: A fossil begins when a plant or animal dies. Mud quickly covers the animal, preserving it. After millions of years, the bones are replaced with a mineral. Now it is a fossil. An ancient marsh. Long ago, the Badlands included rich marshes. Hundreds of different mammal species lived and died in the area. The fossils of their bones are scattered throughout the park. The animals that used to live there include ancestors of horses and camels, giant pigs, and saber-toothed tigers. Even a mammal similar to a giant rhinoceros roamed there. The Badlands looked very different then. They were low and flat. The climate was warm and wet. Marshes, woodlands, and low hills dotted the area. The Badlands were more like Florida than South Dakota. Over a long period of time, the land grew cooler and drier, and the marshes dried up.
The food that these animals ate disappeared. Some animals relocated. Others became extinct.
Animals in the Badlands today. Many animals and plants still find homes in this harsh land today. Antelope, bighorn sheep, and bison roam the park. Many birds nest there too. One of the animals that lives in the Badlands is the black-footed ferret. Until 1981, these weasel-like creatures were thought to be extinct. Now they can be found in Badlands National Park. Caption: The plants and animals in the Badlands are also found in the surrounding prairie.